Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now,
still one of the biggest moments in radio history.
The Hillman Morning Show presents.
Great moment there, dumbass.
LB's greatest moments of the week.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
All right, for you now, the three greatest moments that LB had during this past week. And Shu, what is number three?
Number three was Wednesday when we were talking to Julian Edelman for the Hillman Huddle.
Yes.
And you ended the interview by saying, hey, I got to get over there and get some jerseys signed.
Yes.
And he said, surprisingly, sure, come by the crib anytime.
Come by the crib anytime, yes.
Yeah. And then LB chimed in with this.
You didn't goon him up for the jerseys, kid.
What do you mean?
Signed jerseys.
What just happened?
Like 30 seconds
ago. Wait a minute.
Are you listening to the show or?
Obviously not.
Okay.
What's in your headphones?
What are you listening to in your headphones?
Bocelli.
Maybe that was when I reached over for I took a sip of my coffee.
Oh, maybe.
But the headphone is still in your ear, guys.
Yeah, but I'm not paying attention.
Oh, all right.
My coffee. I mean, you guys could be talking about anything.
So I guess we learned that you can't drink coffee and listen to what's going on the show at the same time. Is that what we learned?
I think it's obvious. I wasn't paying attention.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
Yep. All right. Yeah. What's number two?
Number two, I believe, happened yesterday where LB got a particular gambling term wrong.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, he does that all the time. Yes.
Right. What's your under over on food in a Tupperware container?
I'll give you my over under on stabbing myself in the eye if you say under over one more time. How about that?
What?
What?
What's his thing?
No.
That's his thing.
No, yeah, but we're having a conversation about time, so the under over goes
the
with
phrase over
is,
under.
The phrase is over under.
Under over.
No,
what's the difference? What's the difference, bud?
It's the phrase is the over under.
Yeah, if you're in Vegas. But if you're talking about food in your fridge, you can say under, over, over, under.
No.
Your under is less than 5 days. Your over is over than 5 days. What's the difference? I think you're just mincing words.
So I learned that if you're in Vegas, you use over, under. But when you're talking about food, it's under, over.
Exactly.
I did not know that rule.
In regular life.
Yeah, right.
Good to know.
Right.
Okay. And then the number one greatest moment of the week for LB this week was?
Happened on Monday. Like, first thing, right as we got on the air, there was a little confusion.
What's your under over?
Oh, sorry. That's me. Well, that's my greatest moment right there.
That's the over under on cluster F's is two.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank what do we have?
This is it.
Happy Indigenous People Day. What are they celebrating in Indigenous People, Ohio? Are they celebrating Indigenous People Day? Or are they celebrating Columbus Day in that city, which is named after the man who is, I guess, still credited with discovering America? But hold on a second. A texter says I'm like a month behind, and it's actually it's Veterans Day.
I didn't want to say anything. I didn't know if you were making some kind of joke I hadn't heard about the news.
What is wrong with it? Hold on. Can we just acknowledge a complete and utter senior citizen old man moment right there?
LB.
When I woke up this morning, the whole morning I thought it was Columbus Day. There you go. I see what you did there.
Yeah,
LB's greatest moment of the week was actually my moment of the week on Monday when I thought it was Columbus Day and not Veterans Day.
It was hard to top that one, Greg. An entire day.
Yes. All right. Nice work, Shu.